Welcome to the Instagram stories for Thursday, January 26th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Not a lot of Instagram news today, but there are two specific Meta-related things that I want to talk about. The first has to do with certifications. Meta has offered certifications for a long time in a number of social media-related areas. I personally have never done them because I always put it on my one day I will get to it probably when I am desperately looking for work category. Not to say that you shouldn't have those, and I imagine that a lot of social media people who listen to this show have these certifications. Well, now Meta is announcing the Meta Certified Company Program. Basically, this is to recognize brands, agencies, and businesses who have employees who have these certifications. These certifications are offered across a number of specific focus areas. Meta Media, that seems to be the generalist one, marketing science, creative strategy, community management, and Meta Spark, which is all about those cool AR filters and stuff like that. So what does it mean to become a Meta certified company? It means your business is recognized by Meta as having proven digital expertise through these certifications. There's an application process, but essentially to be eligible for each one of those certifications that I mentioned, 20% of the eligible candidates within your organization have to be certified, with specific minimum number of eligible candidates also part of that equation, whichever is higher. I will link to an article from Meta all about this in the show notes. So if you have these certifications and other people in your organization do as well, it makes sense to band together and get this certification for your company. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about a new Meta Rights Manager where you, if you're a brand and you sell products, can detect and take action on intellectual property violations. So be sure to come back for that.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
And we're back. Okay, in other news, Meta has launched a new Rights Manager mini-site for brands to detect and take action on IP violations. Here's how it works. The new Rights Manager website includes details on all protections under Rights Manager. Meta says they provide unprecedented transparency into the tools and policies to help copyright holders better control when, how, and where their content is shared on their services. Here's how this is relevant. Meta's Brand Rights Manager tool, which is the main functional component of this website, enables brands to upload images of their licensed products, and then Meta systems use that as a reference point for detecting similar matches, so therefore they can identify potential usage violations in page posts, marketplace listings, and so forth. Last year, Meta added some new enhancements for this, including automated takedowns, improved alerts, and the ability for rights holders to upload a list of Facebook pages and Instagram accounts that are authorized to use their product images. If you are a brand and you have seen other people use misleading product images to sell your product or resell your product at inflated prices, you're going to want to put a stop to that. These tools are the best way to do it. I will link to everything in the show notes. That's going to do it for today's show. As a reminder, this week is review week. If you have listened to the show and you think it brings you value and you have never written me a review, please do so. You can find the link to do that in the show notes, or just go to whatever app you're using to listen to this podcast and leave a review over there. Thanks for listening, and be sure to come back tomorrow for more either Instagram or other important social media news.
I'm not yet a member of the Instagram team, but my podcast covers many Instagram themes. But the name, image, logos are trademarks at Instagram and the LCC in the USA and every territory. Everything I publish independently until they let me run the team and start to pay my salary. Not sponsored or endorsed, no lies, no fallacy. I use their logo with permission, not malicious or callously. No trademark violation, filling all criteria. Follow me on Instagram or Twitter. at Daniel Hill Media.